9 players arrive in St. Joe for Camp Island. Only one can take home the final prize. Who will be the 2025 Chiefs Camp Darling?
We drafted one a couple days ago. We did 9 players for our Camp Darling Island draft. Every year, everybody falls in love with a player or two. Every year, we get texts about a player. Oh, they can't cut this guy. He's going to be a future star. Justin Ross, Jody Fortson, LRZ. So we wanted to have fun this year.
So many good names over the years.
Reminder, these are the players involved. Cody, you drafted. Rashard Smith, Jared Wiley, Elijah Mitchell, Drew, Tyquan Thornton, Jake Brenningstuhl, Omar Norman Lott, who also got some good work with the ones today, by the way.
Ooh.
I have Jalen Royals, Noel Williams, and Jaquarius Spivey. Somebody has to be eliminated. Remember the rules, though. There are certain things that can give you immunity. There are certain things that can bring you back on the island as well. But somebody has to be eliminated. Let's go through who clearly is not getting eliminated today based off of reps and everything. There has been too much noise and too many plays already by Tyquan Thorne. He is safe.
Correct.
We all agree?
Yes, he is
safe.
Jalen Royals, I believe, is also safe, my opinion, as a player who's been very involved.
I think Omar Norman Lott is safe. He got a lot of work with the first team again today,
which is unusual for a Spags player.
Mm-hmm.
So Omar Norman Lott, we also believe to be safe. Now, here's some guys who I think deservedly, and I think Rashard Smith is still safe because
he's been running with the ones.
He caught a touchdown, long touchdown yesterday.
Okay.
I think he's safe as well. Here's the players who I think deserve a conversation. Jared Wiley, quiet. Quiet camp so far. I'm not saying he's had a big camp.
But Andy did talk about him 2 days ago
and said
they like what they've seen. He's working his butt off and all that kind of
Elijah
stuff.
Elijah Mitchell, okay. Quiet.
Right? Yes.
Those two guys for me, haven't heard anything for. Jake Brenningstuhl's a name that I thought would be hot on Camp Island. But in the early going, still hasn't quite made a name for himself
yet. Got reps with the ones yesterday.
He was another reps with the one guy. Noel Williams.
Haven't heard anything yet.
I will say, Spags yesterday talked about Noel Williams and said, looked like everything's a little fast for him.
Okay.
Got to slow things down for him a little bit.
So that
maybe puts him in a little bit of dicey territory.
Okay.
And then Jaquarius Spivey, who we did see catch a pass today. We did see him have a catch today. And he is a monster-sized human being. So, like, that part stands out. But I think
honestly that's good enough
think
to keep him. I think that's good enough to save him.
What? Well, then who do you think should go?
Well, I think Elijah Mitchell had no action.
Elijah Mitchell, I think, is on the chopping block potentially.
I think it's either Elijah Mitchell or Jaquarius Spivey, if you're being
honest. Here's the tricky thing. If we're basing off of right now or what? Because I think there's a very good chance at some point during preseason, Elijah Mitchell has plenty of opportunity in a preseason game and everybody gets excited.
Get back on the island.
He can get back on. Spivey obviously is up against it anyway. I drafted him because of the name. He's way down the depth chart. I recognize that. I think if we're being fair, I think I even have to admit.
You think it's Jaquarius?
I think he has
it's
to
such
be.
Such a good name.
He has to be eliminated unless he ends up doing something special.
Drew, he hasn't done anything.
But based on what you guys said, that's what I'm saying is that Jared Wiley hasn't done anything either. So is it between those two then?
Ooh.
Are we talking Spivey or Wiley?
Again. Nobody's even talked about Jaquarius Spivey. If we're doing Camp Darling Island, Jared Wiley's name has been mentioned by the head coach of this football team.
That's right. I forgot about Andy
Reid.
Yeah, that's right. He was asking.
Yeah,
about
he
him.
Said his name out loud.
Yeah.
If we're choosing between two teams to kick off of
Camp
Darling Island, I think you have to choose the person who hasn't even gotten a mention from the head coach so far.
So now you have to be mentioned by the head coach.
I think it's another way to stay alive if you're at risk of elimination.
Mm.
He was obviously at risk of elimination. Tyquan Thornton got listed as the play of the day on Chiefs.com.
He was the most safe player on the island.
We said he was safe
right away. Probably up there.
Nobody's debating.
What are we going to do? Somebody says, what are you guys going to do if Jody Fortson gets a contract a week from now?
You guys not watch reality TV. All of a sudden, the ex-boyfriend or girlfriend gets to come back on The Bachelor or something, and cause all kinds of drama.
So if we have to do a double elimination, if they sign somebody
during camp, there's a chance that player gets on the island. Yes.
If we get rained out and don't get to camp, we have to do a double elimination.
Ooh, that's right.
Look, new bombshells can always enter the island, as the Twitter put it yesterday. We are open to those things being moved around. I think I agree with you, Gold. I think right now, I think Spivey's the guy to kick off the island.
I knew it was risky. I think Spivey's the first guy off the island. I knew he was the favorite to be off first. He's like fifth on the depth chart, if there was a depth chart at this point in time. I drafted him because of the name, because if he made a play, he would catch on immediately. I was banking on that. He's going to have to do something in preseason to get back on the island. All right, so we are eliminating our first player.
Jaquarius Spivey.
Camp Darling Island, Jaquarius Spivey.
Best name in Camp Darling Island.
Is gone from our island.
So So he's eliminated.
All right.
Drew, I got to say, so far, your team's off to a hot
very
start.
Good start.
I know. I thought originally I was disappointed.
Now,
a
Omar
bit
Norman.
Drew is winning the pre-pads training camp portion. All right. They are wearing shells. And that in shorts. They're not even in pads yet. That's where things can get a little interesting. Norman Lott is off to a strong start. What happens when the pads are on? Could be good. It could hurt him. We'll see.
It's a good point.
That's a good point. Yeah. And Taekwon, I still think that guy's at risk of just getting cut one day. Like, you got to
That
you
would
risk.
Be very unfortunate.
Yeah, but you know what?
Not by the time we finish Camp
but
Island.
But Thorne is a player, because he is going to be in that sixth wide receiver convo, he's going to get a lot of run during preseason games, and he will naturally just have – he's gonna, like, he's probably scoring a touchdown in preseason. And people are going to – this is the same thing that happened with Remigio a couple years
Taekwon.
Ago. He's going to look good in preseason games because, yeah, Bailey, Zappi, or Gardner Minshew are going to throw to him. He's going to be going up against threes, and he's going to look really good.
He's a former first-rounder. Yeah. He's got skills. He's been in the NFL. He'll look a lot better than other third-string guys. Yeah. Honestly, best pick was Omar Norman Lott.
Yeah, someone says, do you know how reality shows work? The X's always come back, Gold. That's what I just said?
Did I not
just say he can come back? That's exactly what
you
I
were
said.
You were reading that. Was that a text that you read?
Yes.
You read a text. That was the text. Okay.
Word for word what you said.
I literally said
Gold
that.
Gold said that exact same thing.
We know how this works.